Hey, Casey.
Hey, Jacob.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
What do a guardian angel who falls for a beautiful and talented doctor and a small town guy who is suddenly gifted with boundless knowledge and telekinetic abilities have in common?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Because this week I watched City of Angels.
And this week I watched Phenomenon.
And now it's time to make the movie connection. Phenomenon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Phenomenon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Phenomenon.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, welcome in, everybody.
First we have your movie to talk about, okay?
Yeah, true. Couldn't avoid it. We had to get it out of the way.
That's
right.
I mean,
we've just been itching to do that ever since that movie was assigned. Welcome in, everybody. Hi there. My name is Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection.
Yeah.
Which is a podcast where, you know, in an effort to remain connected, we decided to connect over our love of movies.
That's right.
And so we assign each other to watch movies, usually that we haven't seen before. And each week we sit down to discuss them, review them, and then we try to figure out, you know, is there any connective tissue between these two movies?
Anything at all.
Any connection. And the results are pretty freaking hilarious.
True.
True. And kind of cool, like, yeah. Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes, yeah. It's fun. Like, this week, our movies really lined up nicely.
Yes. Almost
double feature.
Overwhelming. Yeah, definitely double feature worthy. Almost requires a segment. It's like, would you double feature it?
Yeah.
I actually do want to start introducing this for season three, but we can start doing it now. A third R. So, you know, we usually ask, you know, would you rewatch or recommend? Should it get the reboot treatment?
Ooh,
so, rewatch, recommend, reboot.
I love it.
Yeah. Because everything's getting a reboot these days. It's like, you know, might as well ask. It's like, what do you think? Should this get the reboot treatment?
I think,
like,
that's fun question to ask specifically about these two movies, too.
Perfect place to start.
because City of Angels is, like, in my head and heart, a 90s forever
Dude,
encapsulated film.
Absolutely 90s movie.
Like, you can't remake that now.
No.
You just can't.
No,
just not a thing.
No.
It would be a different movie completely.
For sure. Like, they would have to lean into the comedy side.
They would.
Like, that's what they would do.
Yeah, now it's like, we see this and we laugh, right? But in the 90s, somehow, and still, even now for me to watch it, I'm just like, no, this works.
Mm-hmm.
This makes complete sense.
Absolutely. Something about it did. I was like, this is ridiculous, right? It's like, no, this is working for me 100%.
Yeah.
110%.
And somehow it gets me every time.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. That's fun. Phenomenon, mm-hmm. I think.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I think it did have a reboot of sorts.
Of sorts? Oh, really?
Because says Phenomenon 2.
Really?
Hold up. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, let me hear about this.
But it stars someone else.
Okay.
But he has the
stars
same name.
Else. Probably just kind of cut and paste the scenario, right?
From 2003.
Okay, 2003. Interesting.
So I think it's literally...
Same plot?
The same plot.
Okay.
But the ending is different, and it has...
Why? Anyway.
Yeah, it has someone else in it. Christopher Schwer.
Okay. I don't really recognize that name, but alrighty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's A Wonderful World of Disney, Phenomenon 2.
What the hell? Okay, I'm tracking this shit down.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, good to know. Wow, what the deuce? Because John Travolta, I think, didn't he do a Disney movie? He might have. I know Kurt Russell did, but anywho.
Yeah, this is interesting.
What the deuce? Okay, well, good to know. So yeah, we dropped both of the names, but I watched City of Angels. Casey, you watched Phenomenon.
True.
These were, and I think they even came out around the same time. This is perfect. Like, it's very
so good. Yeah,
very double feature worthy.
Absolutely.
Without further ado, should we dive into these movies? Whose turn is it to start anyway?
It's your turn.
All right. Let me tell you a little something about
City.
A movie called City of Angels. Where does it take place? I never figured it out. No. Kidding. It takes place in Los Angeles.
Don't.
It's the 90s, and the location, Los Angeles. While everyday people go about their everyday lives, they are completely oblivious to the supernatural beings that walk amongst them, in snazzy black coats, no less. Using their abilities to read minds, travel at the speed of thought, and guide the deceased to the great beyond. You could call them angels. One particular angel, Seth, played by Nicolas Cage, is escorting a man who unfortunately passes away at the operating table, led by the skilled and knowledgeable Dr. Rice, played by Meg Ryan. La! And Seth is smitten by her determination and will. In an effort to put Maggie at ease over her recent failure, Seth makes himself visible, and Maggie finds herself charmed by this eccentric yet tranquil man. Seth has a few more encounters with Maggie and becomes set on being in a relationship with her. With the guidance of a recently fallen angel, Nathaniel Messenger, Seth is given the tools to become mortal, and he needs to act before Maggie gets more serious with the man she's been seeing, Jordan. Seth takes a leap and makes his way to Lake Tahoe to find Maggie before it's too late.
Dun, dun, dun. That is...
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Very 90s. I mean, the
soundtrack.
The soundtrack, like, hardcore. Like, anytime they cut to these sweeping shots of these...
Yep.
These trench coat, black trench... I mean, they weren't
these
trench coats, but...
black Matrix wearing...
And just walking tranquilly over on these rooftops, you know, shadows being cast, and this, like, what is it, like, New Age music, kind
yeah,
of?
New it Age, is new
lo-fi almost, music that only exists in the 90s and, like, some spas today.
Yes. Yes, that's accurate.
And I loved it because it drew me in. I was just like, oh, we are in the 90s like a
this
motherfucker.
Is
like
this is happening. I think
the lighting, everything. Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. I think this was the first ever Nicolas Cage movie I saw.
No shit.
So
nice
there,
thing to start with.
And that should sort of like show you what happened to me. I love Nicolas Cage. And yeah. I definitely loved him in this performance. Mm. I also loved Meg Ryan.
Oh, my God.
I still love her.
I can't believe I've gone this long without seeing that. I think I was worried that it was too dramatic, and you know what? I was kind of right. But anyway, we'll get to it.
We will. Mom loved this movie. Loves, probably. She still probably likes it a lot.
Yeah.
This movie.
Great movie.
It is like, a great movie.
It's one of those that definitely belongs in the 90s time capsule, like when you're going through the list of, like, what are... quintessential 90s that just 90s movies that scream 90s, like City of Angels for sure has to be
in there. And there's like this weird time period during the 90s where we were making a lot of like angel movies or movies with people
True.
Who died and were trying to go back and like things like that.
This brought up like Ghost
100%.
This was more on the comedic side, but Dogma, it made me think of Dogma, if you remember that movie.
I don't
movie.
Remember that one.
So that's a Kevin Smith movie. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
I kind of remember now.
Yeah
I remember even in the 90s, and I don't know the name of it, but it was either a Hallmark or a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Where, like, there's an angel that falls in love with the person.
Okay,
I mean,
really?
It's very similar.
Have you ever found it? Tracked it down?
I don't. I'll have to start looking.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
But
it was
from
the 90s?
Yes. Okay. And I remember, like, low-key being obsessed with this movie. Like, it would come on and I would be like, I'm going to stop everything I'm doing to watch this weird-ass ghost romance Christmas film.
So you saw it multiple times?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Through so it the exists. Years. Like, yeah. I remember it coming on through the years.
Right, right.
And then this one's, like, a little bit later, but just, like, Heaven with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. That's more comedy, not, like, but...
It's more comedy, more ghosty, but still. And it's real ghosty. But, yeah. Real ghosty.
Yeah.
But still, it's got that weird, like, paranormal dead yeah. and alive romance element.
Yeah, right. Again, yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, where
he's
it's like...
an angel, but he's not, like... alive, really, you know, no, like right. yeah, I don't know, he's sort of a ghost with powers,
sort of yeah,
angels are ghosts with powers.
You heard it here.
Yep. Just kidding, sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, so I don't know, there was just, it felt like this was really a time thing. Like, we, you're right, we couldn't make movies like this now.
Yeah.
And, like, the other ones now, because they would be, like, a joke.
They would have to go for the comedy. Like, yeah, it would be hard to take them seriously.
Which is probably why they haven't remade Ghost.
Yeah.
You know? Because yeah, right. that was such a popular film that, like, you would think they would think of it, but they're probably like, nah, we can't do that.
No, we can't do that, man. Like, it's too weird. It's too... like, it's into a weird, especially post-Wonder Woman 1984.
Yep.
Yeah, we get into weird territory when it's like, no, but it's him. But no, he's in the body of a... No.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's non-consensual,
what
guys.
What were they thinking? anyways. Right.
Yeah, man.
Like, I just don't yeah. know. But, yeah.
And it's got a tone all of its own. Like, I don't know how you totally. Classify it. Where it's like, sometimes it's a little lighthearted, but it mostly is melodrama. I think I'd categorize it as
yeah,
melodrama.
That feels right. There's
yeah.
some romance happening for sure.
Mm-hmm. Some lightness, well. But mostly, like, you get some cute little Nicolas Cage eccentricity and stuff.
Just a bit, right? He was pretty restrained
yeah.
overall.
And thankfully, like, they did pull their punches with the religious aspect. Like, that was smart
Is
on their
the,
part.
Yeah, that's one of my questions.
Yeah.
Let,
oh, should we get into the Q&A?
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think that this movie's trying to say about religion? Like, let's just, like, start out with that.
I think they do. I think they did manage to be pretty, off the religious, like...
Isn't it interesting?
Like,
that
kept
a movie
their hands
did...
off. Like, yeah. they only, I saw it said that it only mentions the word angels, like, twice in
Two
it.
Times, yep.
Otherwise, they're just otherworldly beings, and
yeah,
that's
okay.
Yeah,
they call themselves messengers,
mm-hmm.
which, actually...
Early French definition of angel or something like
no,
that?
No, it's actually Greek.
Greek.
So, the Greek word for messenger is... angelos.
Oh,
and so that's awesome. Where we get our word
angel
is from the Greek word of messenger. Mm, so this movie kind
cool.
of did this weird little history thing too.
I really want to see the French film that it's based off
oh,
of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I read a little bit about that and it sounds really interesting
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
sure.
And it comes pretty highly regarded, so yeah, it sounds really good. And it's on HBO Max. Check it
oh,
out.
Hell yeah.
No,
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. But no, I think they managed to honestly, hot take here. I think it actually is pretty, I mentioned this in my Letterboxd review, pretty anti-religion, if anything.
Honestly, I also sort of feel that way.
Yeah.
Because, especially looking at it through a 2022 lens,
yeah.
where we're here now.
Mm.
But, like, we see them talk a lot about science and medicine,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And that is clearly, like, these people are, you know, kind of in control.
Yes.
And then what they do say about religion is very limited. And, you know, like, Nicolas Cage at one point mentions him as this part of his plan and
yeah.
he's angry.
Yes.
Is
he, yeah, is he angry with me? You're right.
Right. And so there's that whole thing. So that sort of leaves you feeling like... Plus, he is an angel who fell.
That's what I'm saying. And
so
again, that, like, yeah, that's, yeah, plays into the anti-religion part. If anything, I feel like, yeah, the one with the crisis of faith is Seth.
100%.
Yeah, he's 100%. The one with the crisis of faith. And that's an interesting point of view to go from. What, like, we always think, like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to be an angel or whatever.
Right.
It's like, no, think about wanting it the other way, where it's just like, no, the material world is where it's at. Like, he's a... materialistic guy,
kind of. Yeah,
he's not,
like,
he's kind of turned off by the whole ethereal world thing now.
Yeah, he's like, I've been in ethereal world for a long time and I'm over it.
Yeah,
I want to pair.
Yeah,
I wanna
right
see the colors. He can't see colors.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
experience
for sure.
things, like, yeah. So yeah, a little yeah, hedonistic.
A little bit. Yeah, I like it. I dig it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. The question I ask in every romance, chemistry.
The chemistry. I think he had way more chemistry with Nathaniel Messenger. I wanted them to end up together. No,
Cassius?
Just kidding.
Yes.
No, I loved Cassius. No, Nathaniel Messenger, the older guy.
The guy who just had the surgery.
Yes, who always plays a disgruntled, like an asshole. I think you pointed him out in Die Hard 2.
I did.
It's like, yeah. I know him from City of Angels or something. Yeah. That might have been how we got here.
And
it was nice. It was refreshing to see him. He actually plays a pretty nice guy.
He plays a pretty nice guy. You know, the thing about him, and it's really interesting too, because he's like an angel that chose to fall as well.
Yes.
He is not making good health decisions. He is like very gluttonous, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the sins.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of
he's the devil.
No, but he represents like a sin.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because gluttony is sort of like a sin, I guess. I don't know that much about religion.
See, that's what this pear, like pear being the apple, like I feel like it's a fall from grace on Seth's part. That is true too.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's spicy.
Do you think that Seth's affection is sweet or creepy?
See, I went both. I bounced in between where it's like, this is like any other, like, it did go drift into creepy at times.
It was both,
then,
right?
But somehow Nicolas Cage, I think, pulls off that. It's like, no, it's genuine, though. There's no ill intention behind it,
Yeah, he's just
such
a nice angel man.
And it's a testament to Meg Ryan's acting abilities, the fact that he's like right in your face.
She is awesome. Meg Ryan, I have watched a lot of her rom-coms and a lot of her movies in general, and I think she could have chemistry with anyone.
Yeah.
So like, I feel the chemistry between them, but I'm like, is this all just Meg Ryan and her surrounding charisma that pulls you in?
This is primo Meg Ryan too. This is like so underrated as an actress because she's pulling off the whole believability as like this, like, yeah, very down to earth, like by the book. Doctor, yeah. Like, I believed that. Very, yeah, that was awesome. Who listens to, like, honky-tonk, like, blues, I guess?
Yes, so
like,
interesting.
During again, very 90s somehow.
Yes.
And I believe that part, but then also when it gets into the more schmaltzy stuff, of course, like, that's her niche.
It is.
So she pulls that off. Like, yeah, she was doing a lot of different levels here.
Yeah.
Liked it. Enjoyed the performance a lot. And yeah, she did have good chemistry with Nicolas Cage, surprisingly so, where it's almost like, I almost wish they would have done at least one more movie together.
You know, I had that same feeling, because wouldn't have that been interesting? It would have been.
Let's think, who have been her leading men? Billy Crystal, weird, man.
So but, she has chemistry with anyone. Yeah. No offense, Billy.
Yeah.
But
Bill Pullman, also in, because he plays her boyfriend in one of the two.
Oh, it's in...
Is it in When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Okay.
When Harry Met Sally.
And then, so now, blah, blah, blah.
Tom Hanks,
a lot.
They were just the perfect Hollywood couple in my mind, and they still are. They're perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Man, what I would do to watch a movie from them now.
Yes.
Oh, that would be magic. But it would be magic. I mean, I don't blame her.
Or I don't think she's...
Her son is an actor. He's great.
Yes.
He's a awesome great actor. Yeah. her Give and Dennis that. Quaid's son, so that's quite a pairing.
Give us that new season of The Boys. Come on. And get that naughty Homelander back.
He's naughty.
He's so naughty. Like, did you see what he did?
Jesus.
Naughty Homelander.
Anyways. Okay, let's talk about the ending. I know you're dying to. Spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen the 1990.
It cost it probably a whole star, maybe two. Okay? It's not okay, movie. You don't do that. Well, first of all, I do have to say, as I'm watching it and she's doing her stupid shit with her hands hanging out and stuff, it's like, oh, it'd be funny if, like, fucking truck came along and, like, clotheslined or something. It's like, and then they slow-mo
they
show
sure
the truck
do.
Coming into frame. I'm like, no way! No!
They sure do.
And they did it. And then I had to... I had to resort to laughing it off because it's too traumatizing otherwise. Because Meg Ryan doesn't die in movies.
Yeah, I definitely cry every time.
Like, what the fuck,
every
man?
Every time.
And quick, but please acknowledge the fact that she looked damn good for being in a stupid fucking wreck, okay?
Like, she looked good.
But I think it's a condition. Like, you know, it's yeah, Meg Ryan, like, you know.
Yeah, you can kill me, but make me look good.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Also, like, kudos to Nick Cage for pulling off this, like, such a beautifully emotional performance that, again, like, he took this seriously.
Yeah.
And he really played it like a guy in grief, like, right. That gave up everything for the person he loves, you know?
Bad timing, man.
Oh, rough. It was rough.
Brutal, man. And that could be reworked and maybe be done better. And, you know, it is it's one of those movies that I understand that people rewrite the ending kind of thing.
Yes,
like
totally.
Turner and Hooch and stuff like that. I would rewrite the ending for this one.
Oh, me too. I will say, though, that the movie
Another R. Rewrite.
Rewrite. That's W, bro.
Rewrite.
Rewrite. Right.
Yes.
Rewrite.
Bingo.
Yeah, you got this. I got this. Anyways, RW.
No, it's WR.
WR. No, R-E-W-R. Right. I can spell.
Yeah.
I'm good. What was I going to say? Yeah, I was just going to say that this movie does, like, really stand it's like, we made this decision and we're fucking sticking to it, man.
Yeah, and, like, right.
And they stand behind it. Yeah. There is, like, no sorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty it's a little fucked up and insensitive at the end, honestly. I'm just like, just move on, huh? And that's why, again, I think it is mostly, it's about his crisis of faith. It's like, he came around, it's like, you know what? Nah, it's all about living. That's what matters. So what? People die. Like, I don't know.
Weird,
like,
messaging.
Yeah, I did not care for it.
So where did this rank for your Nick Cage performances?
So this is much more well, he gets way cagey when he falls. Like, that's when we get our dose of Cage.
Totally. Because
he just can't not, you know.
Oh my god, this is red.
You see me? You see me? Yeah, we see you. red. Like, yeah, I think he,
yeah, it was weird.
In terms of performances, this is kind of how I prefer him, I guess. So yeah, it's pretty high up there.
Yeah, I really like it too.
Yeah.
And Meg,
even though, like, yeah, he can be a creeper, like, it's almost stalkery what happens, but I think, again, you gotta put it in the realm of rom.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Romance and, like, rom-com almost.
Because our two leading men, I would say, have that in common.
Right.
I'm not going to throw that into the connections
we'll see that about John Travolta.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
We'll see.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
I think Nick Cage a little more so than John Travolta.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree, though. I think that they're
a little creeper, a little stalkery. I love his friend, though, Cassio.
I love him so much. And he's also from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's Holt.
That's him. Okay, I thought
so. It is. Yeah. Josh only saw the very beginning with them chatting, and he was just like, I haven't seen this guy young ever.
Yeah, I know.
Because we watched all 9 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and loved that show a lot. And
yeah,
he's, like, probably both of our favorite character in that show.
Yeah,
he's so funny.
Yeah,
and so
It ain't about Andy Samberg. He's great.
Samberg is great. But yeah, his cast around him is so good too. Like, they are so good. So it was really fun to watch him play this other character.
Really great. Like, he kind of, like, yeah, was
stole
the soothing,
bit,
like,
right?
Center of the movie.
Yes,
yeah,
totally.
Really good.
Awesome. Well, I think it's time for our favorite questions.
Favorites!
Favorite performance.
Favorite performance, hands down, Meg Ryan. This is Meg Ryan's movie.
Yeah,
like,
it
Nick
is.
Cage can do all the mugging that he wants and all the caginess, but no, he can't take it away from Meg Ryan. Yeah, yeah. This was one of her best performances because she pulls off that doctor thing again.
Yeah.
Like, it's
pretty up there.
Like, because I mean, when Harry Met Sally is her best comedic.
Stuff. She's so funny in that movie.
God damn! Like, she just kills me every time when. Well, he was too old. He wouldn't be able to pick them up or whatever. Kills me. Beautiful. Anyway.
I love the scene where, sorry, this is a When Harry Met
Sally. Yeah, I know, right? Now,
but I love the scene where she was just like, I just told him the truth that they don't make Sunday because it's God's day. Or whatever the fuck she says.
Yeah, definitely.
So good.
She's just so, like, the charisma, man. It's like, and like the close up they do when her and, yeah, this has become when her and the close up of her when Billy Crystal is like checking her out and she's like, what? Was there something on my face or something? And yes. They do this cute, adorable close-up of her. Oh, it's like, oh.
So yeah. Cute.
So oh, Meg Ryan, and then honorary mention, goes to Cassio, played by Andre Brower.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's great. So good. I love it. Favorite scene?
I just loved the idea that most angels like to hang out at the fucking library.
So amazing.
Yeah. I was like, wow, what a pro library message. Yeah, it's just so like amazing. We just want to listen to you guys read things. It's probably like, it's in like, the world of audiobooks, like I get it. Like,
yeah, you know. Audiobooks are so good.
But and it's almost more cool to hear everyday people reading stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked the introduction of the library.
That was your favorite scene?
Yeah.
Good. Favorite quote.
Dude, it's all in how she delivers it. I cannot conceive of it. Fuck, man. It's just like, wow. Like, it's somewhat comical, but she feels it.
And oh, she's I feel so it's good.
Like, I cannot conceive of it.
So good.
I just want to see that on loop.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does such a good job playing this character, for sure.
She slaps the crap out of him. Oh, it's so good.
Would you rewatch or recommend?
Absolutely. Both. Rewatching it right now.
In my
it's
head.
Great.
Yeah. What would you rate it out of 5 stars?
I give it a solid 3.5.
So if they would not have killed Meg's character, 4.5?
Maybe 4. Okay. Yeah, maybe 4.5 even, I suppose. But yeah, no, you can't kill Meg Ryan.
Would really depend on how they ended it. Yeah.
Yeah, and plus it just a little insensitive. Like she's like, oh, you kind of undid all like Nick Cage a little less.
Yep, I have.
It's not a good look.
Right. It's that whole, like, life isn't fair thing, right? They're like, oh, yeah, he gave up everything for her, and now she's gone.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't love it either. Yeah. It's a hard ending to watch.
Hmm.
And sorry for anybody that's been watching along and has had to watch 3 children die the last 3 weeks. Yeah. Very much forgot that this happened.
So that's been that's a connection.
There's a connection between
the last 3 episodes.
Past episodes of the movie connection.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I hope. It's
completely by accident.
Hope that this next movie has no death in it.
We'll see.
But it might. I can't make any promises. Because,
get your bingo cards ready.
Yeah, I don't have a good memory.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Heck yeah. So overall, good movie. Glad I saw it though.
Good.
Good stuff. All right. So that covers City of Angels. Does that mean we need to move on to Phenomenon?
Do.
Phenomenon. All right. Tell me a little something about.
George Malley lives in a small town.
Yeah.
On his 37th birthday, he sees a flash of light, which leads him to exhibit some supernatural abilities like telekinesis and not sleeping and becoming a genius.
Yeah, man.
He tries to explain what's happened to him, but most people either mock him, saying that he saw aliens, or they fear him, calling him a freak.
Freak.
He starts to show Lace his affections.
Lace.
And she's unsure. Scientists start to get involved when he predicts an earthquake, and then he becomes their test subject.
They don't like that one bit.
And that is where we end.
Test subject. The man's a test subject.
Subject, because I didn't know how to wrap it without fucking everything up. I mean, we're going to spoil it anyways. Then
we'll
he gets
get
a
there.
Brain tumor.
Yeah, And then Arnold Schwarzenegger says, it's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
John, it's not a tumor. No, I'm pretty sure it is. Wait, what the fuck? I just became Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
that's what
do?
What John Travolta sounds like. No, what is the goatee? It's like a... Oh, what? Oh my God. There it is, right? Okay.
There it is.
No, no, Arnold, it's definitely a tumor. Yeah, anyway.
It's really fun because these two movies, like, this is a personal connection for me, but I mean, a lot of people in the 90s, right? I grew up watching Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yeah, they were both big stars at the time. I loved
Grease when I was young. Mm. I loved Look Who's Talking.
Dude.
And he was like, yeah, in those, all of those.
He was in the, you mentioned Grease.
And Grease, yeah, of course. Yeah, Grease. Oh, my God. I can't, like...
Look Who's Talking. Yep, ugh, absolutely.
So good, yeah.
See, I've come around... I'm starting to catch some of his earlier stuff. I want to dip into, like, Urban Cowboy, because that was when he was more of a star. Like, Saturday Night Fever, I've never actually watched that.
Okay.
And then he did a sequel, which I heard is not as good, but got to see it anyway. Because I saw, it, like, the earliest I saw him was probably Grease and then Blowout, which was a Brian De Palma thriller movie he did.
Oh, interesting.
Which was really good. It's just got this streak of misogyny in it that kind of makes it a little bitter. 80s,
yeah.
So worse. Like,
so it's worse, yeah.
And it's De Palma who he kind of does that. But it's weird because it's done in, like, a bleak humor way, but it's also, like... shouldn't be laughing about that stuff, so it's
right.
It's weird,
yeah.
But anyway, but good performance from him anyway. Yeah, John Travolta, like, I mean, yeah, that
so he's like one of my childhood people,
yeah,
and so is Nick Cage, so it's really fun
to, so, like, and so it was, you rediscovered it because you've never, you don't remember seeing this, like, because this was in our house, I feel.
This.
Okay, so definitely felt like an introduction for you.
It did, yeah. Like, it was weird because I saw the poster. I Googled it. I saw the poster and I was like, that looks familiar. Mm-hmm. So, like, we probably had it on VHS and I probably did see that picture. Mm. I just don't recall watching it. It was probably, I was pretty
young. I'm pretty young, yeah, of course.
So I probably played with Barbies or something while this was on the TV.
Right. Probably, better for you.
Probably. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And that's kind of my first question for Q&A, though, is, like, just John Travolta, like, what's your initial thoughts? And then in terms of this performance, like, how do you think he did? Like,
I think he did really well. I love John Travolta. I think he's fun.
He's got a charisma.
He does have a charisma about him. He's
been doing,
like,
a lot of weird roles lately. I need to see some of it. But a lot of the movies themselves have just kind of flown under the radar, so it... kind of is a turn off where it's like, oh gosh,
this, yeah, you know, is it good, is it,
but
terrible?
I do always love John Travolta, and he's, but almost he one is. Of those actors that is always good,
yeah, know? That's true,
yeah,
he does, like, act his little heart out in whatever he's gonna be in.
Yes.
There were some parts of his character that I, like, didn't love, like his persistence.
I see. Yeah, okay, that does.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, that's true. I see what you're saying.
It, like, does rub me the wrong way, but I can see that, like, in the end, she was, like, also in love with him. I just didn't see it really.
Like, that was the problem.
In her side.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw his side. I didn't see her side until it was almost too late.
And they made her so cold, you know, at first. Like, and they kept doing that.
So that's the thing
that,
is, yeah,
like,
they made him really persistent. They made her really
cold.
Even,
like,
I didn't see any, like, of her wanting him. And in fact, I saw her, like, literally running away from him. Like, he's trying to give her tomatoes and she's driving away.
Like, you know what? Let me come to you.
So then he goes to her house and he brings her
probably
tomatoes.
Yeah, probably not the right idea. But I guess I...
It is like a...
Small town living.
It's small town living.
Yeah.
It's very much a 90s thing, right? And I had to remind myself of this while I was watching it. I'm like, this is like... This was a time in my life even where I remember, like, women... Hmm. It was, like, promoted within media that women wanted to be pursued
right.
and chased.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, how do
dude,
I word this properly?
Especially, like, guys, can attest to that clearly, because,
Yes. And let me tell you, like, the media told us girls that's what we wanted. Like, things are just so different now that, like, this, like, looking at it
through
fresh eyes, I'm like, oh,
harder
you're
to
kind
take
of, like,
in.
Yeah, she's not really showing any... It'd be
it's
different.
True. It's like boundaries and also, like, take a hint. Like, it's like,
right.
You should respect that and just be like, you know what? Maybe don't.
And see, it would have, like, and if it was out now, they might have had him take a step back and, like, stop talking to her. And then,
it would
have
come
reach
around.
Out. And then it would have been like, oh, okay, she has feelings. But we, like, only saw the world through George's eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like. Mm-hmm. So in that way, just... It was just a different character for Travolta to play, honestly.
Totes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think he did a really good job.
Definitely. And he, like, especially with what he's given.
And yeah. he, like, got to play this sort of an unhinged guy, a very Nicolas Cage-esque performance.
See, yeah. Could you have switched these roles?
Yes.
Wait.
We could definitely you have? Could have.
You could have. Yeah, could you have. Could have.
We could have. And they both would have been still really good, except for Nick Cage would have taken this brain tumor character to another level.
How do you do that? Do what? With the pen. Is that a trick pen? No, it's not a trick pen. No, I just ask him what to do. What do I... Do I look like... Like, yeah, exactly.
He no, would have taken it too far, man.
Well, if he was born on this time, like, God, now I want to see those scenes with those suspected
actors. It would be so good.
Pull a face off and just...
Oh, it would have been so good. Shoot. I don't remember which movie. I think it was City of Angels, but I think they were looking at Johnny Depp originally.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they did have interesting ones in mind. They went the right way with Nick Cage.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Somehow there was something so peaceful and tranquil about him. Like, I liked his approach to this angel. Like, his always go-to, it feels very alien.
It is almost alien-like, but you know, just some people like, believe that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's the difference, you're saying? No.
Maybe.
But no, back to Phenomenon. I mean, kind of alien-related.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
I mean, they think. He sees this object.
I sort of was thinking. I was like, is this an alien movie? Right. Or I was kind of like, are they ever going to explain it?
Right. And I almost would have liked them not to explain it.
Yeah, I think that would have been good.
But in the 90s, like, they needed explanations even more back then.
So much more back then. It was very rare to have open... Yep. ended type things back then, and when they did, they got criticized so hard
exactly.
by everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a different world almost.
Too obscure. Yeah. So we kind of touched on it. This movie does depict small town, you know, rural living.
Yes.
But light on the conservatism for the most part.
Yes, that's true.
Which I found refreshing. What did you think? Would you have visited this place? Which you can. It's Auburn, California. And it kind of thrives off of the tourism that they have
this movie brought
accumulated
on. That's
because of this. Don't you love that? Because it's probably such a small town, you know.
I bet you somebody makes chairs, and I bet you people go there and buy them.
Absolutely.
How fucking cute
see,
is that?
Like, and isn't that all? Because it had to, like, given them such a boost, like, because it was probably even more small town back then, like what we're seeing and everything. I bet it's probably. Come
grown
up a little bit.
Yeah,
but probably still pretty small towny.
But yeah, probably still pretty small.
But what did you think of that? Would you have lived there, visited there? Like, what did you think of this place?
I think that, like, I definitely would visit it. I love the idea of small town living.
Right.
Most of my favorite, like, things, like Gilmore Girls is one of my favorite shows of all time, and that takes place in a very small town where everyone knows everyone.
Is it rural town?
But it's like, what it's do they like thrive 30 off? Minutes away from like there, big okay. cities.
Yes.
So it's really like, a small town suburb, sort of like Silverton. I don't know if you've been to Silverton.
Yeah, gotcha.
But in a similar stance of that, I don't love rural as much. So
exactly, yeah.
I love farming, though. So I'm like kind of like a weird, I think that.
Because too rural, like at the end of the day, you're doing upkeep on that house.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And I think I would like it more if it was more green. Hmm. I'm just like such an Oregonian.
And this was California. So
California
Northern California.
A little bit more. It was greenish, yeah. but it was still a little bit.
Still
like, I could tell that
dusty.
Yeah, you're not like where I am. But no, I like.
So not your ideal small town?
Yes, because I like love small towns and I love farming. My favorite job I ever had was for a farmer. I worked for a farmer.
Right.
It was
good times.
Yeah, it was the best job ever. I got to be outside. Mm-hmm. With produce, unloading it and loading it, reading my book in the sun, eating fresh berries. Like, it was literally the best life.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I didn't make much money, but it was like I didn't need much. Yeah, it was great. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that part of this, like, I really longed for. While I was watching it, I was just like, they have the best of both worlds here. They've got fields to farm.
Yes.
They've got this mechanic dude.
Yep, pretty nice town with most of the amenities. I like that they had the barter system.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Love that. And I love, love, love that.
Mm-hmm. And some small towns do that. And I loved it. They did. They got around. There was no, like, yeah, no blatant, like, homophobia or, right. like, looking down on, like, if they would have leaned more into the conservatism, they would have looked way down on him, like, being knowledgeable and, like.
Right. No, like, and they weren't like that at stuff. All. Yeah. Yeah.
This is my kind of small town.
I agree. Yeah.
It gave me some Frank Capra vibes. Okay. Like, especially the name George Malley gave me George Bailey vibes.
Yes.
It had sort of It's a Wonderful Life-ish stuff going on, but less so. Like, yeah.
It reminded me of George O'Malley, which was a character from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Who was killed.
Oh, okay.
In a terrible way. Like all of the characters in Grey's Anatomy that you eventually love. Fuck you, Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Get it out. Get it all out.
Hate them. I spent 12 seasons of my life on that show and I'll never go back. I think they're on 18 now.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel really strongly about it. Old grudge. And it wasn't even about him. It was just every time I liked a character, they were like, time to die. So I'm just time like, to die. Bye.
Kind of like these movies. Oh, you like?
Fuck.
These couples get together, time to die.
Time to die. So
you asked me this question. I actually have it for you. Chemistry between John Travolta and Keira Sedgwick. What'd you think?
So for the first half of the movie, I was like, this guy just likes this girl. She doesn't want you. Go away.
Yeah, right.
Like, I was firmly, like she is, yeah. I kept having to tell myself, you're in the 90s. Women liked to be chased back then. Remember this. Remember this. And I'm trying to, like, remind myself.
Yep.
But then we get to the hair cutting scene.
Ooh, yes. And I was more specific. Talk about that hair cutting
yeah,
scene.
Like, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
It's hot.
It's so hot. Like, so good, yeah.
Is it close enough? It's pretty close.
Because, like, first she cuts his hair, and then she straight razors shaves, his and face.
That's, something about that is hot, because, like, that's kind of dangerous.
There's yeah. danger. She could kill you.
He even says, like, done this before, and she's like, nope.
Yeah, I liked the way he said that, too, because he was a little nervous. I was like, good job.
Yeah.
I felt like he was, like, kind of turned on, kind of nervous. Yep. It was good. Yeah,
and he looked good post-haircut,
too. He did. They did a good job.
That was good shit. You're right. They totally, it all came out in that scene.
Yes. Yeah. So then, from then on, I was like, cool, I'm here for this. She wants this. But up until that point, I was like, it was very one-sided, in my opinion.
I did feel that they waited too long. They waited too long to get the romance, like going.
That even just like a couple of longing looks from her to him when he wasn't looking would have done it.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Like, I just needed to see that she like wanted him yeah. back. She was just very cold when it came to him.
Totally. Absolutely. Almost like a little, like.
A little too much.
A little too much. Like, too to much. The point of like, yeah, this is like, yeah, 90s writing almost.
Yes.
But I also kind of respected it though, especially given her backstory and stuff. It was kind of refreshing to see someone who's like, not just head over heels for the guy, you know?
Never mind. I'll talk about that during my connection. But oh, yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a connection.
Roger.
Involving that. But yeah, no, totally.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of those kid actors? You recognize the blonde, right?
I know the boy.
Yeah.
Stuff. From all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I love that kid.
He actually plays a little boy in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, my God. The old,
awful,
that.
Worst television series of all time, hands down.
You're terrible.
Chuck Norris television series. Anyway, he plays a
Is
kid
it
in that.
Bad looking back?
Awful.
Okay.
Like, I'm ready to. I could do a podcast. I think it would just wear on my soul, though. But I could do a podcast where it's just me yelling about how awful each episode is, where the racism is, where the. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, he played a little boy in that show with telekinetic abilities or something.
Amazing. Yeah, I recognized him, obviously. I was like, oh, okay, Richie Rich is something.
Oh, yes, Richie Rich is Christmas, right? Witch. Absolutely. Not very talking. Good, but great review about it on Letterboxd.
Yeah, he's from Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Now.
Wait. Who does mm-hmm. he... Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He played the original kid in Look Who's Talking?
Uh-huh. And then look, here he is.
I knew that he was in Look Who's Talking Now.
Yeah, but on his IMDb.
Let me see. Get back. He's, wow. Interesting. So he skipped a movie. Okay.
Weird. Yeah. Vampire Diaries, which was a newer show that I watched.
So he's still acting. Yeah. Awesome.
That ended in 2017, so he's at least acting cool. at that point.
Well, still active, yeah.
Yeah, and he played a great character in that show. So, yeah, I definitely know that kid, and I was, like, very excited to see him. I'm like, oh, I love this kid. I know this kid.
And then what did you think? We talked about... What did you think of Lace? Like, the character of her... Is it a... Not well-developed character?
I think she's just underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped, okay.
Yeah. I think she might be just a little underdeveloped. I think that they were really trying to tell George's story, though, right? So I think to develop her side and show her trust issue, like, I think it would have made the movie very different, and it would have added a lot of length.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you could really cut out anything in this movie.
Right, right. Unfortunately, I sort of understand. Because it is rather long. But yeah.
So I sort of understand. I think that they could have, like, it's all in the backstory, right? Like, they could have had townspeople at the bar at George's birthday talking about her past issues, like something like that that could have caught us up to speed without having to show us.
Yeah, right.
But they didn't even do that, which was kind of a bummer. I liked her as we actually got to know her a little bit. Yeah,
totally. Gotcha. Okay. Let's get into it. Is this a Scientology movie?
Oh, okay.
I mean...
Wow. Religion on both fronts.
Like, come on. Yeah, I don't know. Like, this thing happens. Sure, they pass it off as a brain tumor in the end, but still, that's how Scientology propaganda gets you. And, like, something about how it's, like, all focused on him, like, in the end... It's about accumulating all the knowledge in the world and, like, to the point that, no, you can overcome. No, we can, like, make objects move. Yeah. But, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And also, even in the end, when he, like, makes those manuscripts to leave for the scientist, like, that's very much how Scientology started, right? Somebody wrote a manual or manuscript or something and passed it to people. Like,
right.
I know a little bit about Scientology. It's like...
There's something about... And
something,
like,
about it.
Scientology does expect, like, we can reach a higher plane. Like, yeah.
That is what they believe,
In such a way. Like, and the tumor explains everything except the telekinetic abilities.
Right.
Like, the brain tumor works except, okay, and the telekinetic abilities? Hello?
In the end, like... Couple guys at the bar were like, no, we had a string with the stick. And
No,
you're not fooling me.
Well, again, actually, I think it does just fall into the category of, like, if you do reach that level of understanding, like, we can't all feasibly.
You can unlock it.
Like, I guess that's fine. Like, because, I mean, stands to reason. We are all made of energy, so hell, you know.
We are all, like, made of energy.
There's some energy.
Don't be a Scientologist.
But no. No. Not to that degree. But no, so is this, like, kind of,
Is Travolta a Scientologist?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Was
what? You didn't know
this?
That?
Was he when he made
I this? Don't know. He's off and on. I think he's on again. Shit. But, man. Yeah, you got
it. I'm convinced. You convinced me.
Yeah. It's a Scientology movie.
It's a Scientology movie.
Shit.
Is Kira Sedgwick?
Has Elizabeth Moss made any blatantly Scientology movies?
I don't think so. I think
Is Handmaid's Tale somehow Scientology? No.
Elizabeth Moss is such a, like, predicament because she's part of this group that, like, really oppresses women, and then she stars in this show that really shines on women and shows, like, how awesome and strong we are when we band together. So she's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Pick a lane, Elizabeth.
I mean, talk about double standards.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so Scientology movie. Shit. Check. All right. Well, now.
Why are there so many good actor Scientologists? Mm. Is it because the center is in California?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it has to be. Because unfortunately, that's a bummer.
And it appeals to their sensibilities.
Because Tom Cruise, like, we all know that I don't love Tom Cruise, and part of that is his Scientology stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, stop.
Yeah, I don't know what else I was going to say there. He is a good actor.
He's an asshole.
But I don't love him. Yep.
Time for our favorite questions.
Favorites.
So, favorite performance.
That does go to John Travolta.
Did great.
He did such a good job, and I've never seen him play a character quite like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a lane of its own as well.
Yeah, right? And then the honorary?
Honorary goes to Forrest Whitaker.
Thank God. I was going to say, we've gone this whole time without talking about him.
We haven't even talked about Nate.
So let's talk about this like guy I just want to reach out and hug. And
yeah, he's like my favorite character.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Easily, yeah.
And I was rooting for him so hard. And so then in the end, yes. Like, he won. And
yeah.
He got, like, such a good life.
And she was great, too, who he ends up with. We don't get a lot from her, but what we do get, like, says plenty.
So beautiful.
He's so charming. Like, he's the cutest.
I just love him.
Yeah.
I just love him. He's so, so cute.
Yeah. And I forget, like, this reminds me, it's like, no, Forrest Whitaker, I like that guy.
He's great. I also sort of forgot.
Yeah.
I know his name. I know his face. But, like, does he come up a lot? Not anymore.
He doesn't. Not
anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's really nice to see him.
Outstanding performance. Yeah. Honest. Awesome. And then, so favorite scene.
My favorite scene. So either I really liked the Morse code scene. With him and John Travolta's character, George.
Yeah.
Just because they were talking and enjoying each other, and then that weird thing happened, and, like, then we really get to see John Travolta start to, like, geek out.
Yes.
But I
and
also...
And they actually had really great chemistry, too.
They did. Yeah. They totally did.
Yeah.
But I also really loved the scene where he went and had dinner at her house, and they were waiting for the earthquake. Because this was, like, the first time we see her start to take him seriously. And she's the only person that has, really.
Yes.
Right? Like, he says, I can hear energy waves that are telling me there's going to be an earthquake. And she's like, kids, go put tape on the drawers.
Yeah, that's
like,
right. You know? True. Yes. Yeah.
And then they're all eating dinner together. And the joke he makes about which one is it? When she says,
that was good.
It was so good. It was so good. That whole thing was really charming.
Yeah.
And the kids really sold it, too.
Yep. Good stuff. Good choice. And so, favorite line of dialogue?
Yeah, it's from George. And he says, everything is on its way to somewhere.
Good stuff.
That's such a good line to think about. Yeah.
Yep, we're all going to the same place.
Somewhere.
The grave.
No. Nice. Beautiful. Yeah, everything
the
is on its way to
feel.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
great.
It. And it's true.
Yeah, totally.
Really makes you think. Both of these movies kind of make you sit in your mortality for a minute.
Yeah, right. yep.
Yeah.
So great. Would you rewatch or recommend?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty solid movie.
It is. I enjoyed it.
One of those kind of under the radar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And out of 5 stars?
I forgot to rate it, but I'm thinking like 3.5.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Something
Because
like
I enjoyed it, but like...
I think I gave it a 3, yeah.
Yeah, I think 3 is probably right.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would have developed Kira Sedgwick's character just a tiny bit more.
Definitely.
And also, like, just to explain everything away with a tumor, like what
you
said,
without
leaving any room for, like...
Again, the telekinetic part,
it
leaves too much of a gap. Again, like, I kind of explained it away, but too much work on my part.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
I agree.
I think they should have just stuck with keeping it obscure. That, I don't know, that almost would have worked better.
It would have been interesting if they wouldn't have killed, like, if they would have still killed him, but, like, not diagnosed him with a brain tumor.
There we go. Yeah. Something like that.
I don't think they needed to kill him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, damn it. Like, right? Like, that sucks. Yeah.
It sucks. It would have been... I don't know.
Very sad. Awesome. So that covers that. We got them reading. We got the stars. So that covers both of our movies. I think it's time to make the connections.
It's time.
All right. Here we go.
All right. I've got less than you, so...
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure. both movies have men that are basically instantly in love with the female characters. Neither man, like, and this is like sort of a flip of a normal movie.
Yeah.
In this time period, at least, where the women usually would be kind of infatuated with the men.
True.
They look at them and know they're in love. Mm. And then they're trying to figure out how to catch them. This is sort of the opposite, and it's weird and fun to watch these guy characters that, you know, we don't know anything about Kira Sedgwick's character, but he's in love with her, and he's, determined to, like, get her to go out with him.
Yeah.
And we know a little bit about Meg Ryan's character, but this Angel, for him to, like, you know, leave his group of people from a woman he's had, like, two conversations with pretty insane. Both movies sort of dabble in the supernatural.
Yeah, right.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then both have a main character die.
Yeah, exactly.
Your turn.
Both feature stars from John Woo's Face Off.
Yes.
Love it. The couple's dynamic, and you kind of touched on this. The couple's dynamic in both movies is similar. Both male partners are more wide-eyed and curious, and the women are more rational and guarded.
Yes.
Both feature big song numbers with Sheryl Crow songs playing. Every day is a winding road. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way. That's like you couldn't have done it better. Because that, and then, like, the fucking Arms of the Angel.
That was Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up then.
That's okay. Both have, like, very 90s ballads to them, though. Yes.
Something supernatural drives the couples together. Both have a message about experiencing life to the fullest, essentially.
That is true.
And the abundance of life we overlook. And both show the couple get together, and the next day, somebody dies. It's always that quick,
literally,
too.
Literally.
They get it on, and then bye.
It's a Romeo and Juliet thing, yeah?
Yes.
Taking Holy it shit. Back to Shakespeare.
It's the same play. No. awesome. Good connections. And good again, connections. And good, and double feature worthy.
Very much double feature worthy.
Yeah.
And you will have to watch Phenomenon 2.
Yes, I will. And report back it down, to us. For sure.
Because I don't think I want to watch it. But I really want to hear about it. I don't know, man.
And Disney doing this. That seems weird.
Yeah. I accidentally spoiled it for myself.
Wait, which order do you watch these in, though?
As a double feature?
I think it is in the right order. Well,
I think that I would have, if I could do it again, I think I would do Phenomenon and then City of Angels.
Okay.
But I did it backwards. Okay. I did City of Angels, which was maybe good because Phenomenon was a little bit lighter.
A little bit. Yes, it was.
So it
yes,
was kind of nice true. To end on a lighter note.
It's true.
I was, like, sitting in my living room crying after I watched City of Angels. I was like, damn you.
Damn you, City of Angels.
Every time.
Fucking California,
me.
Man.
Motherfuckers. Damn.
Matrix. Yeah.
Matrix. Matrix men. All the angels were boys.
Which I don't know about. Out. Well, yeah. And of different races, though. So yes. They did go that extra mile, which was good.
Which was good. Yeah.
Especially for the 90s doing
especially
their part.
For the 90s. Yeah. And this was pre-Matrix, but they all look like they're in the Matrix. I can't get over it. Sorry. Those big coats and the black.
There is something about, like, angel. I don't. They always go for that with angels. Like, why are they always wearing black? Like, Dogma did that, but put a little spin on it. And then the Prophecy, which is kind of a horror series with Christopher Walken as the lead. But I actually kind of like him. Prophecy 2 is really good. The angels are all, like, in black in that too, except it's angels and demons. It's weird. Okay. Anyway. Weird stuff.
Interesting.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yep.
Yeah, I read that they were, like, trying to keep this as far removed from religion as they could, and that's
just
why
smart.
They put them
in
black.
I do like them being in, like, modern attire.
Me too.
Like,
me too. Yeah.
And, like, more just bland or nothing flashy.
Yeah.
All right, so we made the connections, and now it is time for our recommendations.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm recommending the show Minx,
woohoo!
Which is on HBO Max and is starring one of my favorite people, Oscar Montoya. I talk about him on occasion. Like, he's from one of my favorite podcasts, the
Oops.
That's Vault. Our podcast, Disney Inside Vault? The Disney Vault, yes. And
a movie connection.
And he's just one of my favorite podcast people and just all around funny guy, awesome personality. So check That's it out. Awesome. Check it out for him.
It also has Jake Johnson in it from yeah, New Girl.
You know, and him.
And that guy.
That guy.
But it's cool. It's like about Playgirl. Playgirl. Right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I am so excited to check it out. We have one more episode of How I Met Your Father, and then we're going to hop into that show. So.
Perfect. And that's right. Full dongs, people. Full pickle all the way around. Like, we are seeing penis. Okay, anyway.
Jake Johnson told a really funny story about that in the New Girl podcast.
Oh, awesome.
So you'll have to check that out. It's really great.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. My recommendation is The Lost City.
This is a movie.
It's a movie. It stars Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt, and Daniel Radcliffe.
Brad Pitt, I didn't know about.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sounds like a blockbuster.
It is if we so had them. Fun. Like, awesome. It is a movie that is fun from the second it starts till the second it ends.
That sounds perfect. We could all use it's that right now.
It's
got, like,
just enough cheese to make you giggle. It's aware of, like, the ridiculousness of it. Great. Of itself, which is so great. Daniel Radcliffe plays, like, a very unhinged villain, which wow. I love.
Yes.
It's real full circle from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
nice. I just, like, thought it was so fun. And Sandra Bullock, like, it's so great to see her in another rom-com. This one's, like, an adventure rom-com.
Yeah.
They're really, like, out in a jungle most of the time.
Beautiful.
It's so good. I just, like, highly recommend
Raiders
it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark feel?
A little bit.
Or more National Treasure. Or more what?
I mean, I guess you would say maybe a little more National Treasure, but, like, they're not doing anything with the government. But they are trying to find, like, this – maybe it is more Indiana Jones then, because they are going into these old, like, lost lands okay. to find something.
Cool, cool. That's fun.
And it's, like, she plays this romance novelist, which is, like – just like they're sort of like poking fun at the whole rom-com genre there, and I really love that. I like that kind of thing. So
hell yeah.
And Channing Tatum is just Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
He's just lovely.
Come on, Magic Mike. It's we getting closer and closer.
We are, and you know who maybe is going to be in one of them?
Who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Wait, what do you mean in one of them?
Or in the new Mike?
In the Lenny Kravitz. Yes, make it happen.
So he like posted a picture of him, like, he had been working out, and Channing commented on it, and he said, "Holy abs." And then, like, Lenny commented back and was just like, "I'm just trying to get into that new Magic Mike movie." So, I don't know, like...
That'd be great.
It would be so good.
I would be into it. Yeah, that's awesome.
I would
awesome.
Be so into it. Sweet. We'll see what happens, man.
Fuck yeah. And now... Or wait. Did we do
did
your
our
spiel?
Recommendations.
We did our recommendations. If you have any recommendations of your own that you want to send our way, or if you have any connections that you came up with that maybe we overlooked, send them our way via email. Send that to
movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram @themovieconnection.
Facebook. The Movie Connection.
You can follow us individually on Instagram. Me @JacobBeanWatson.
And me @KaseySchwartz.
And, you know, leave a rate and review if you'd be so kind on Apple Podcasts. That would be most appreciated.
Yes, please.
Check me out on Letterboxd. I'm always posting reviews there. Awesome. So now, the moment you've all been waiting for, we're going to assign each other the movies for next week.
Hell yeah.
We are edging closer and closer to that season finale.
We are.
So let's make it some good week.
Staying true to myself, I'm assigning you a coming-of-age story.
You know, it's either rom-com.
Coming-of-age.
Coming-of-age story.
Or comedy. It's awesome. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's very accurate to my brand. Alex Strangelove.
Alex Strangelove. I have never heard of this.
Excellent.
Never heard of
this. This makes me so happy because I think that we're going to have a lot to talk about. And I personally, obviously, I'm assigning it to you, so I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, I don't know, I think we'll have a lot to talk about with it. It's on Netflix movie. I don't know if it's like a Netflix created movie. Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Youngers, Madeline Weinstein. Seems to be a bunch of no names. Kids, though? Younger?
Teenagers.
You give them an inch, they will swim all over you. Alex Strangelove, huh? Okay.
Alex Strangelove.
I am going to assign you. Seems more quirky.
It is a little quirky. Just like me.
It's got a little
quirky.
Got a little quirk. The movie I'm assigning you is Slumdog Millionaire. This is a Danny Boyle movie. Really interesting, great director with an interesting, great filmography. He's one of those directors who never makes the same movie twice, kind of thing.
Ooh, love it.
Sort of. Even though all of his movies manage to be about the goodness of humanity.
Interesting.
Excuse me. But you look at it and it's just like, wait, Sunshine, which is like a sci-fi space movie, and then he makes Slumdog Millionaire, which is, I think, mostly set in India, which you're going to, yeah, love some of that cultural stuff.
I will love that, yeah.
And then he makes Trainspotting, like,
okay,
which is about meth heads and stuff. Damn. Like, it's like he's, yeah, very interesting director. And he always makes good movies, and this is one of his better ones, probably top five for a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. And it's got a coming-of-age slant to it.
Excellent.
We're roughly about the same ages here, so perfect. Might be able to make some connections more easily that way.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This will be
so we got Alex Strangelove and Slumdog Millionaire. Perfect.
What's really fun, too, is, like, Alex Strangelove, you've never even heard of it. Mm-hmm. Slumdog Millionaire is one I've heard of and wanted to watch.
Okay, good.
So it's really nice that we have this, like, sort of opposite there in that way, you know?
Totes. So this will be fun. Yeah, I think so these are both good movies. Well, we'll see. Like, I don't know about yours.
I really enjoyed mine.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and hopefully you join us for next week. And, stay safe, everybody.
Bye.